It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, as well as a great privilege to be here with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful love of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you might have everlasting life and be adopted into the family of God if you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by Brother Archie Watkins from Whittier, North Carolina. The name of the first song that he's going to sing for us is titled, It's Still the Blood.
Once I wandered in sin's black night, there was no way to make my wrongs right. Then the old accuser to the Lord did cry, He is a sinner, and now he must die. Then I heard a voice say, Father, I'll go and I'll pay his sin debt in Calvary's flow. I'll bear in my body the marks of the cross to save this child who is sin sick and lost. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. To rely on works that they do, and some men count on the times they prayed through. But when the battle's over and victory is won, I'll go home through the blood of the Father's only Son. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
It's still the blood. It has always been the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ since his death, burial, and resurrection that could bring salvation. There's no other way that we can get to heaven but by the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:22 says, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." We also find in 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 18, "For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Jesus has always been the planned, perfect salvation that God would give to mankind because of his love. And in the fullness of the time, Jesus would present himself to die on an old rugged cross, crucified, shedding his blood so that we might have everlasting life. It's still the blood, my friend. That message has not changed, not for 2,000 years, not for as long as God has dealt with man. It has always been the blood that covered sin in the Old Testament, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that takes away sin, according to the New Testament. We are washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ when we accept Jesus as our personal Savior. His precious blood saves from sin. My friend, if you do not have this gift of salvation, and you would like to have someone take a copy of God's Word and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this precious gift of God, this gift of salvation, this gift of eternal life, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to take the Bible and share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My number is 919-563-6753. Please be with us in our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services, and unless you're providentially hindered, where you can't be with us until Wednesday night, please come to Sunday school this morning. Be with us here at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 9:45 for Sunday school at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled MEBANE, Mebane Tabernacle Baptist Church.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation that God has given through his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will bring up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today. Let's listen to another song by Archie Watkins. The name of this second song is titled "More to Go to Heaven For."
I've been on my way to heaven for a long, long time, and many things have happened that's clouded up my mind. But I am more determined to walk the narrow way. I've got more to go to heaven for. yesterday. There's a golden street to walk upon, a bell I'm gonna ring, a brand new angel in the choir, I wanna hear her sing.
There'll be a lot of friends awaiting when I walk through the gates. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. I've climbed the highest hills. I've known the joy of living in the center of God's will. I've watched the angels come and take my loved ones home to stay. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday.
There's a golden street to walk upon, a bell I'm gonna ring, a brand new angel in the choir, I wanna hear her sing.
There'll be a lot of friends awaiting when I walk through the gates.
I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. There's a golden street to walk upon, a bell I'm gonna ring, a brand new angel in the choir, I wanna hear her sing.
There'll be a lot of friends awaiting when I walk through the gates.
I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday.
Yes, I've got
more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday.
Several times in the Bible, we find a description of the Lord Jesus Christ coming back to gather his own in the rapture. Now, we are told in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord for those who know the Lord as their Savior. But 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 give details of the coming back of the Lord. There will be a gathering together again of all those who know the Lord as Savior, from those who have gone on to be with the Lord and will be brought back so they can receive glorified bodies, to those who are alive and remain and are changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye and gathered up together with their glorified bodies, all of us will be gathered together to be with the Lord. Now, we find in 1 Thessalonians 4:18, where Paul tells the church of Thessalonica, wherefore comfort one another with these words. If you're going through a time of loss because someone you know has left you to go home to be with the Lord, and you know the Lord is your personal Savior, you've got more to go to heaven for. There's treasure laid up for you in heaven, not just from the way you live for the Lord, but also those that are family members and friends and acquaintances that you've known that knew the Lord as Savior. They're in heaven waiting for you, waiting for that time that we will all gather together. What a blessed comfort we have in that, as Paul declared, wherefore comfort one another with these words. But my friend, maybe you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. There is an invitation given to you of salvation that waits for you. Listen to Brother Archie Watkins from Whittier, North Carolina, as he sings for us this last song that's titled, A Wedding Invitation.
You're invited a wedding that will be held soon. We are the bride, Christ is the groom, with a crown to wear and a long white robe. We'll walk down the aisle made of pure gold. How will you respond? The groom is asking the bride to come, and the supper will be in heaven, our new home above. Here's a wedding.
invitation he's sending with love.
Now if Daniel can come from a lion's den, if fire can touch three Hebrew children, if Lazarus can make it above the grave, you and I can go by way of faith.
What is your answer? The bride to come, and the supper will be in heaven, our new home above. Here's a wedding invitation he's sending with love. What is your answer? How will you respond? The groom is asking the bride to come, and the supper will be in heaven, our new home above. Here's a wedding invitation he's sending with love. Here's a wedding invitation he's sending with love.
John wrote in John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There is salvation waiting for those who do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. In Revelation chapter number 22, verse number 16, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star," verse number 17, "and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." The invitation is given that those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior can find salvation if they will receive Jesus as their Savior. Yes, there is a wedding where the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, will take the bride, the church, and will be together for all eternity. This picture that's given for what's awaiting for those who know the Lord Jesus Christ is a wonderful picture of peace and comfort and glory for those that are saved. But for those that are not saved, the wages of sin is death. But I'm glad that that very same verse of Romans 6:23 tells us, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." In Hebrews chapter 11, we're dealing with living by faith, walking by faith after salvation. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If we go down to verse number 8, it says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went." Abraham heard the call of the Lord. Now, I want to go back to Genesis chapter 12, where the Lord called Abraham. "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, we mentioned last week that the very last part of verse number 3 had to do with the Lord Jesus Christ coming through the line of Abraham and being born of a virgin so that he would be our Savior, being 100% God, God the Son, and 100% man, the Son of Man, to die in our place. Verse number 3, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee." There are some today that tell us that the nation of Israel as it is today should not be counted in this promise that God gave to Abraham about him and his seed. But I want to share with you some verses as we go through the Word of God that indicate something much different. We are told to be a blessing to the seed of Abraham. I'd like to go, first of all, to Matthew chapter number 23, verse number 37. Now, this is before Jesus went to the cross, and here he says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not." I want you to see the concern that the Lord had. If you read through the book of John, you'll find that many times the Lord was talking to the Pharisees and to the scribes and to the lawyers as he invited them to come for salvation, even though they hated him and plotted to kill him. When we take a look at Luke chapter number 23, I want you to see what Jesus said about those that put him to death on the old rugged cross. He said in verse number 34 of Luke chapter number 23, "Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his garments and cast lots." Jesus asked forgiveness from the Father for the sin of putting him to death. We know that the Lord used this so that he could die in our place. He was nailed to the old rugged cross for our sins. He shed his blood so that we might have everlasting life. Jesus laid down his life for us. He allowed them to nail him to the cross. Even here, we find the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ. But then we find Paul talking about this very same thing in Romans chapter number 10, where he says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Now, according to this passage of Scripture, Paul is not telling the people to hate the Jews because of what they had done. Oh, on the contrary, Paul was saying that his desire was that the nation of Israel would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Chapter number 11, verse number 1. "I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid." If you go to verse number 11 of Romans chapter 11, "I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy." You see, God turned his attention to the Gentiles after being rejected by the Jews. This is what we call the church age. The prophetic clock of Israel had stopped during the church age. But is that a reason not to bless Israel because they have been set aside? Listen to what Paul says here in Romans chapter 11. "Now, if the fall of them," talking about Israel, "be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them be the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, but what shall the receiving of them be, but life from the dead? For if the first fruits be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of the unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God, of them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. You see, Israel has not been set aside to be destroyed. Israel has been set aside for the 70th week of Daniel, where they will be grafted back in, where they will turn to their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, we are still obligated to bless the nation of Israel. My friend, we need to take part in what is given to us in Psalm 122:6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. What is the peace of Jerusalem? Why, that's them receiving the Prince of Peace. The peace of Jerusalem will come when they receive the Prince of Peace. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to follow after the will of God. You need to be a testimony to those around about you who need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, to those who are Jewish, that they would, through jealousy, see the peace that you have and desire the peace that only Christ, their Messiah, can give. My friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, confess that you're a sinner to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus to save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."